Alan, I'd like you to introduce yourself, please.
Okay, I'm Alan Tracy from U.S. Wheat Associates.
And Alan, you were here for the Ag Executive Forum here for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. And what is your role here in the forum?
I'm on a panel about of the commodity groups. I represent wheat, of course. We'll have corn and soybeans. We'll be talking about agricultural prices and the agricultural economy and the direction that it may be going.
It's certainly been a volatile year for that. What is going on at this point today in the wheat industry?
Well, on pricing, of course, we've suffered along with everything else in the recent economic crisis, but our underpinnings are very sound. There's a lot of demand, pent-up demand, and supply is short, and of course, with the ethanol picture still going strong, we think that it's going to return to profitability, but right now prices have gone down below cost of production, which is surprising considering how healthy it all looked even a month ago.
Right, that's true. That just happened just really almost in the last week, it seems. Well, what about the biofuels industry? What is the wheat, perspective of the biofuels industry?
Well, wheat actually is grown on more acres in the world than corn, but it's a very much affected by what goes on in corn. Generally, wheat gets fed when the prices are close to corn. They haven't been close lately. Wheat's had its own supply-demand economics, and it's been very much in demand. But nonetheless, corn, we think, and the ethanol demand for corn is going to continue to provide an underpinning, sort of a floor from which wheat will rise and fall.
What about the export market? What does that look like right now for U.S. wheat?
Last year was our strongest year in many years. There's a little more supply elsewhere around the world this year. Australia may or may not have a drought. They're not to harvest yet. But there's a lot more coming out of the Black Sea. But demand has been very solid. Europe has had some production, or southern areas of Europe have had some production problem, the Middle East and so on. So we expect a very good year in exports again.
Generally, what would you say the mood is among wheat producers in the United States?
Well, I think everybody's mood is a little bit colored right now by the economic issues and the election and all the things that are going on there. But the last year, wheat really started the price run-up. You know, they started early in the summer of 2000. So they've had a pretty good go at it. And those folks that have had a decent crop have been able to do pretty well. You don't pay the farm off in one year, though. So we're certainly hoping that we're going to have some good years coming. And we think the groundwork is there, but we keep getting dragged down by things that seem to have no relevance to the supply and demand of wheat. You know, things like the price of oil or the economic crisis have a bigger impact on price of wheat or corn or soybeans than the fundamentals for those crops.
I would say it does seem to me, at least in the last 2 years, most farmers have been investing more in equipment, been getting more equipment on, and that's kind of what we're here for, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Would you say that's true?
Certainly, there's been a lot of investment in equipment, and the equipment manufacturers have done well. In Ukraine alone, the purchases of U.S. agricultural equipment have gone from 400 million to 800 million just in the last 3 years. So it's a big growth market, not just here in the United States, but everywhere else. So on the other side of that coin, of course, it takes energy and it takes steel to make that equipment. And those things have been under very high demand. So they're facing changes on both sides of the supply-demand equation themselves. And so they're interested in seeing what the agricultural sector is going to be doing.
As well as your input costs for fertilizer as well. That's been affecting your growers as well.
Oh, yes. In fact, USDA recently came out with their estimate for the production cost of wheat at just a penny over $8. You can buy it out there anywhere for $6 a bushel right now. So, you know, my recommendation, by the way, to users of wheat is that this is a very good time to buy when you can get it below the cost of production. But nonetheless, oil prices softening cuts both ways. It cuts the cost of those inputs, and fertilizer, of course, is one of them, but at the same time, it tends to drag down other commodity prices with it. We've seen that happening in both directions a lot over the last 6 months.
So just really a lot of volatility, ups and downs on both sides of the equation, it seems like.
It's been the wildest 12 months in the commodity markets that I think anybody that's been involved in it has ever seen. Even those that went through the great grain robbery of the early 70s and so on. It's just been a phenomenal time. And all in all, it's been a positive time for agriculture, and I think things do look generally positive for the future, but there are some clouds on the horizon, and we need to watch out for those.
Well, there always are. I guess that's the whole weather aspect of farming, I guess. Well, thank you very much, Alan. We'll be looking forward to your comments on the panel discussion here at the Ag Executive Forum.
Thanks.